you. Dementia-friendly Todmorden, otherwise known as DFT. This is from Neil, the chairman. Hello, everyone. I hope you are all well. Welcome to Dementia-friendly Todmorden's DFT monthly update. Our monthly cafe called Daisies, for those of you who do not know what we provide at the cafes, Dementia-friendly Todmorden is run by volunteers and has been for the last 9 years, that all have professional or lived experience caring and supporting those that are living with dementia, as well as carers, friends and families. All are welcome at the cafe, including those that might be lonely and just need someone to talk to. We serve a lunch of ham or cheese sandwiches or toasties with cuppa soups and tea, coffee with biscuits. As already said, we have a different guest singer at every cafe to provide a range of different music for our guests, as we know that music enhances memory recall for those living with the illness. With the donations we receive and through funding streams, dementia assistance equipment are purchased, such as dementia clocks, radios, stay warm bowls, door alarms, etc., that we donate free of charge to those in need, and these items often allow people to live at home more independently. From my last report, unfortunately, the May Cafe did not go ahead as it clashed with the health centre's COVID vaccination clinic. Early communication was sent out to all cafe regulars, and a couple of volunteers on the day attended to divert away any that attended. In better news, we saw Dementia Action Week for 2023 run between the 15th and the 21st of May. In my position as West Yorkshire Police Force Dementia Champion, I conducted 3 dementia awareness sessions for police officers and staff to refresh the force's dementia friends. This proved really popular, and I make 43 new dementia friends that will now be nominated on our police intranet site as points of contact for those colleagues that need advice or guidance and around dementia. DFT have hosted Daisy Cafe on the 3rd of June, which was really busy, and we are pleased that it continues to be a key event supporting those living with dementia, their carers and families. Entertainment was provided by the great Alex Townend, who was a last-minute replacement for Nicola Mills, who unfortunately was poorly. So we're very grateful to Alex for standing in, and she was brilliant as usual. Former Mayor of Todmorden, Liz Thorpe, attended the cafe with her former consort, Paul Thorpe. They were there with a cheque presentation to DFT from Liz for a huge £2,374.70. This superb donation is monies accrued over Liz's mayoral year from events attended, as she had chosen DFT as her charity in her mayoral year. We are very grateful to Liz and Paul for their fantastic support to DFT, and Liz was presented with a beautiful hamper full of gifts from DFT as a thank you. Liz, after she has a break from all her hard work as mayor, will return to DFT and become a volunteer, which is great news. Jean and Rodney Young also made a very kind donation of £39.25, which was well received, and we are grateful to them both. The next cafe is on Saturday the 1st of July, where we will be joined by the wonderful Juliana to sing for us at Todmorden Health Centre from 11 till 1. And you are all more than welcome to attend. I hope you are all enjoying the super weather we are having, and it's not too hot for you. That's all for now. Take care and thank you for listening. Now it's signed, kind regards, Neil Taylor, Chair of Dementia Friendly Todmorden. But as one of the committee, I say that on behalf of everybody. Thank you.